Truck rolled by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
He failed to finish first in Iowa, but Republican presidential contender Donald Trump says he thinks he's going to win in today's New Hampshire primary.
Trump saying all signs are pointing to a victory.
Polls are showing me up since after the debate, the ones that just came out.
Trump speaking there on CBS this morning. Some experts say the question is, will Trump's strong poll numbers translate into actual votes in New Hampshire? Republican senator and past White House hopeful himself, John McCain, says he doesn't think they will.
If Trump really wins heavily, then that turns upside down this belief that you had to do the 100 town hall meetings and all of the things that you need to do, because he hasn't done that. Because I hope that all who seek the approval of the people would go to New Hampshire and do the on-the-ground campaigning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Clinton says sometimes he wishes he wasn't married to Hillary Clinton so he could speak more openly while campaigning. The former president then told the New Hampshire crowd today that, quote, "I don't mean that in a negative way. I am happy." This is USA Radio News.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year was not a good year to go into the water, USA's Tammy Rose explains.
2015 set a new record for unprovoked shark attacks in the U.S. and worldwide. That's according to the Florida Museum of Natural History. There were 59 unprovoked shark attacks in the U.S. last year. That beats the record set in 2012 of 53 attacks. The report also found there were 98 unprovoked attacks across the world, beating the 88 record attacks in 2000. Experts say more swimmers, surfers, and divers in the water attributed to the attacks in the U.S. I'm Tammy Rose.
The U.S. Olympic Committee says it never advised athletes to avoid the Summer Olympics in Brazil because of the Zika virus. There were earlier reports that USOC had suggested competitors shouldn't go to the Games if they are uncomfortable. The Zika virus is linked to birth defects and is spreading across South and Central America. The committee said it is confident that the Games will be safe for athletes. From noon through early this morning, a Washington lawyer says he had been inundated with requests for free Chipotle burritos. Henry Levine says he received almost 300 mistaken text messages since yesterday. Some were polite about the mix-up, while others incredulously demanded their Mexican food. Chipotle told customers to text the word rain check to 888-222 to receive a burrito. Levine thinks some folks added his 240 area code and an extra number to accidentally reach him. The Mexican fast food chain apologized to Levine and gave him coupons for 5 free burritos. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, it's Joe Peters here, and welcome to the 4 o'clock show. We're going to talk about real estate matters for the better part of an hour. And in effect, they've asked me to give the weather forecast before we get started. Currently, 34 degrees outside. A little snow flurry here and there. It depends where you're at today, I think. We've got bands of snow moving through the area, the further to the east, the closer to the water, and even past New York City out onto Long Island, the worse it is. Some people actually got 6 inches of snow last night. I think we were fortunate just to get a dusting. At least that's what I found on my car this morning. So here's what the temperatures look like for the rest of the week. 34 today. We're going to get up to 37 tomorrow, sort of a heat wave. And then we're going to drop down to 27 on Thursday and 26 on Friday, and even a little colder over the weekend. Nothing else major coming after the bands of snow that we're expecting to come through today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow. So depending where you're at, you may see an inch or two. You may not see anything. You may just see a dusting like we saw last night. So hang in there. It's not so bad. And the weather forecast past Monday isn't on my screen, but my knowledge is that it is going to be cold over this weekend. So let me play, before I get started, we're going to talk about the January real estate results. Let me play a few words from our paid sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Once again, it's Joe Peters with Wykett Realtors with my radio show that comes on twice a month, and we were not on last week, but we're trying to make up for it this week. And today is the 9th, and it's called Real Estate Matters. And before we get started, let me just play a word from my favorite sponsor, me, so you can understand a little about my background.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Wykett Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, it's Joe Peters of Wykett Realtors with my radio show, Realty Matters. And in effect, Real Estate Matters. In effect, I want to sort of just set the pace for where we are in the real estate market. We're sitting here talking on February 9th. It's sort of a little snowy, a little clear, a little cloudy. It hasn't been a bad winter. I mean, up until two Saturdays ago, it was a pretty good winter, and then we got a pretty heavy snow, which cleaned up quickly, and then it got warm, so it melted quickly. It didn't turn into that black, frozen tundra that we see sometimes this time of the year. So it's been fairly mild. People took a couple of days off and taking a look at real estate or thinking about selling their house. And in that time frame, probably did a little bit of shoveling, a little bit of catching up on things, and maybe even a little bit of thinking about what's next real estate wise. So what I want to do this afternoon is sort of bring you up to date on what happened over the month of January. And where we're at the beginning of February and what we're starting to see in the market. And then I'm going to close out by going through some of the trends and some of the things that are open for discussion in real estate. And hopefully by the end of the next 50 minutes or so, you'll have a much clearer picture as to where we're at. So, February 9th, we are sitting in Hunterdon County with 9 months supply on hand. What the heck does 9 months supply means? That means right now, we have 839, roughly 840 houses for sale. These are just, they're 55 pluses, there's townhouses, they're condos, they're single families. But we're not talking about businesses, we're not talking about land, we're just talking about single family units in those four categories. We're sitting with about 840 on hand, and in the last 30 days, 92 of them went under contract. So, in effect, if you divide the 92 into the 840, you'd come up with the 9 month supply. What it simply means is if we didn't add any more inventory to the market and we just let these sell out at the rate of the last 30 days, we'd sell them all in about 90 days. So it's a snapshot at a point in time. And as Edith Bunker used to say, good grief, Archie, those people keep moving after the picture gets taken. Well, sure enough, same thing happens here. Soon as we take this statistic, it's a timestamp at the beginning of the month, more listings come on, more houses get sold, some people decide to withdraw, some people change their prices. It keeps changing, but it's a measurement tool at a point in time. Why is it an important tool? Well, it's an important tool because 4 to 6 months are the average inventory that we'd like to see on the market. That means we have a stable market. Prices aren't going up, prices aren't going down, even the worst of the two. And if you get above 6 months into the sevens and eights, you start to see some pressure on prices. Right now we're sitting at 9 months supply in Hunterdon, so prices definitely aren't going up. And in some price points, they're coming down a little bit. People are realizing, I can't get that price. And even the agents may have been a little optimistic, although the agent's job is to keep the seller's feet grounded so that they're offering the property at a reasonable price. If you get under 4 months supply, it means, well, my goodness, we're going to get multiple offers. Things sell the first day. And we're actually seeing some price increases. And we are seeing, in some towns, in some price points, under 4 months supply. But we're not seeing a heck of a lot of it here in Hunterdon County for two reasons. One, it is the middle of the winter, and it's a lot slower than it was back in September, October, and it's a lot slower than it's going to be in March and April. But we're selling houses. That's the important thing. And for people who are considering putting a house on the market, it couldn't be a better time. Yes, we may have some more snow. We got to keep an eye on that. But no, we don't need to wait to spring. Spring is here. We gauge it by the first Sunday after Super Bowl, which is going to be this Sunday. And I think that's the 13th or 14th. That, in effect, that's the beginning of our spring real estate season. So it's upon us. So let's look at those statistics as they pertain to Hunterdon County. Then I'll talk a little about our sister county, Somerset County. Hunterdon County has 839 houses for sale as of the end of the month, and they had added 144 the month before and sold 92. Sold, I mean, they got a contract. It's out of attorney review. They're in the process of doing an inspection and moving on towards closing. That's a little higher than we'd like to see, but it's not as bad as it was a year ago, say, where we had 10 or 11 months. If we take a look at that by price point, we're going to see that up until the $400,000 mark, we're in really great shape. The condos and townhouses, we have 5 months supply, right in the middle. of where we say we would be for an average. The over 55s, and we don't have many of them. We only have 28 for sale in the whole county. We have 7 months supply. The houses under 199, we've got a 6 month supply. 200 to 300, we've got a 7 month supply. 300 to 400, we've got a 6 month. So all along, right up to $400,000, we're right on the mark of being average. But look what happens next. You get into four to fives and the fives to sixes, we've got a year's supply based on the last month's statistics, which may not be good because it wasn't that busy of a month. But in December, we sold 111 houses. We sold 92 last month. In November, we actually sold 109. I mean, so it's not that far off the mark. And if you get up into the sixes, the sevens, it's an eight-month supply. You get over 700, it really goes south really quick. We're looking at the sevens, the eights with over a two-year supply right now. But don't let that scare you. It depends where you're at. It depends on the condition the house is in, and it depends on the price point and the town combined. So for the whole county, 9 month supply. The average price of the house coming on last month was $457 roughly, and the average price that we sold is going to be roughly $370. So that's about a 19-20% difference. We're listing at $457 and we're selling at $370. Why is that? Well, the listings take about 90 days to sell, and then they take about another 60 days to close. So they're 5 months from becoming a sale, and they're 3 months becoming from becoming an under contract. So we're listing, and we'll see the prices rise as we get into the spring market. Right now, our active markets are in the threes, the twos, the threes, and the fours. And as I said, they're the ones that have the most normal statistic as far as average month supply. Secondly, how long is it taking to sell a house? We measure that by days on market. How many days has the house been on the market? It's also called DOM for an acronym. And days on market is about 104 days. So that's sitting somewhere at the midpoint of 3 and 4 months. So that means to the point the house got listed, to the point the house got an offer and it got accepted, it's taking about 3.5 months on the average. That varies by price point. That varies by town. But on average, for the whole county, that's where we're sitting. So we're taking a look at some of the statistics just based on the prices. 74% of our houses that were sold in the last 30 days, that was 68 of the 92 sold that went under contract, 74% of them were under $500,000. Another 26% of them were, obviously the compliment was over $500,000, but not by much. Only 5% of all the houses that we sold, only 5 houses were over $700,000 last month. We sold 2 in the 7s, we sold 3 in the 8s, and we didn't sell anything over $800,000. So at the upper end of the market, it's a tough place to be right now because there's not much of a market in the middle of the winter. There's a better, stronger market in the early spring and into the summer. And at the same time, we're looking at the prices that are lower in the twos, threes, and fours being our active market. That's where the market is. And if we take a look at the town situation, we've actually had about 7 or 8 towns that didn't sell anything last month, including Califon, Clinton Township, Franklin Township, Milford, Stockton, and Union Township, all sold zero. So the towns that are the active ones in Hunterdon County, and they remain the same. Clinton Township I consider as one area because they are contiguous. They touch each other. That's one. And in that area, Clinton Township, we actually sold about 9 houses last month. Not a lot, but it's a lot more than zero. And then if you take a look at Raritan Township and Reddington Township, Raritan sold 25 and Reddington sold 17. You add those three numbers, 9, 25, and 17 together, and you're going to see we're at about 55% of all the sales. Why is that? That's about as far as people want to drive and turn around and go back to New York. It's the sweet spot. It is the market that when people come in to look at houses in Hunterdon County, they're looking in those three areas. Clinton Township being one, Reddington and Raritan being the second and third. They're all contiguous. And interesting enough, they're contiguous to the hot spots in Somerset County, which I'm going to talk about in a second. But let me finish off by town. We're seeing some other areas that are not doing bad. Bethlehem Township sold five houses. We've got Lambertville, seven. Must be something going on over there. And then everybody else is probably two, three, four, five. There's not a lot of sales, but at the same time, it's spread pretty evenly except for those free areas. Free areas out of our 26 sell 55%, and 20 free areas out of our 26 sell the other 45%, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of those sold nothing last month, and another 5 or 6 only sold one. So that's what's happening in Hunterdon County. Let's take a look at what's happening in Somerset County. And I do business in both, but I do business really in the hot spots of the two counties. Somerset County's hot spots touch, as I said, Hunterdon County's hot spots. That's where people want to live and be able to drive back to New York. Big difference between Somerset County and Hunterdon County is that in Somerset County, you're going to pay about 18 to 20% more for the same size house, and you're probably going to get half the acreage. You're going to get a much smaller lot. Somerset County actually had a six-month average supply, so they're actually within that window of being normal. Somerset County has had, in the last 30 days where we sold 92 houses, they sold 234. In the last 30 days where we listed 144, they listed 376. And they're following very true to form. The under 200,000, 4 month supply. Under 300, 4 month supply. 3 to 4, 5 month supply. 4 to 5, 5 month supply. But this is the interesting, where we start to go up, they keep steady. The 6 month supply in the fives, 8 month supply in the sixes. You start to see it go up a little bit. They're having a much easier time of it, but at the same time, they're also seeing the higher prices having a little bit of pressure where the lower prices are average. Let's take a look at what they sold. They sold 74% of their houses under the $500,000 mark. We sold under the $500,000 mark 74%, same number. And they sold 22% between the 500 and the million, where we sold only 5% over the 700,000 mark. So they're doing much more in those higher areas. And they actually sold 11 houses or 5% over a million, where we've only sold 5 houses over $600,000. So over 700,000, I should say. So they're having an easier time of it because they're closer to New York, and it's the first place that people want to live in when they start coming out to the West. But I do a lot of work with people looking in Somerset County, and number one, they can't believe the prices. Number two, they can't find what they want because the good ones go really, really quick, especially in those lower price points. And I say, follow me. And I take them across County Line Road down 78 and 22 into Hunterdon County, especially the first things they hit in Hunterdon County, like Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township. And I'm saying, you just saved 18%, maybe 20, and you're going to get a bigger lot. And they start to look around and say, hey, this is turn left at the cows, right at the horses. I like this kind of living. What does it mean to you? It means you save some money and you're also going to spend 15 more minutes each way commuting to those areas. If they go further and further into Hunterdon County, we have some beautiful areas out into Bethlehem Township, out into Alexandria, all the way down into Lambertville and Stockton, the prices keep diminishing. It gets better and better for the buyer, worse and worse for the seller. But when the seller bought out there, they probably got it at a much discounted price as well. And as a result, people sooner or later say, far enough, I don't want to go any further. I just had a customer this weekend. She found a house she loves, and it's in Lebanon Township. And she said, according to my Zillow map, it's going to be 53 minutes from here to work. And I'm saying, okay, but that's probably not the most efficient way because we have a lot of ways to get from here to there. But you're not going to cut the 53 minutes down to 30 minutes. You're probably going to cut the 53 minutes down to about 45 minutes. That's about. It's always going to be 15 minutes more than living in Somerset County. And it's a decision that people have to make. It's a decision I made when we came here, and both my better half and I decided we wanted to commute. We really don't want to commute, but we would commute. We would take that trade-off and commute a little farther to get the price points that are available out here and get the style of living that we were looking for. Just to finish out Somerset County, average price listing in Somerset County. In Hunterdon, it was $457. In Somerset, it was $676. See that difference showing? In Hunterdon, the average sale price was $369. In Somerset, it was $419. So we're seeing in Somerset County, true to form, the price is being 18 to 20% above Hunterdon County. And we're also seeing that it's taking a little less. It took us 104 days to sell a house. It took them 92. So what can we draw from what I just said over the last 15 minutes? We understand where people want to live. They want to live in Somerset County in the areas of Reddington. In the areas of Branchburg, Bridgewater, Hillsborough, Warren, and Franklin. Those are the hot spots. But those counties on their western edge touch the eastern edge of the county. Those towns on the western edge touch the eastern edge of the towns in Hunterdon that are the same thing, where people want to live: Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township, and Clinton. So that's the hot spot. If you picked and drew the two counties and circled the spot where people want to live, it would be circled around those areas in the two counties. If you get further to the west, you're going to have more pressure on price and probably not get as much as you would as if you were in one of those counties. But people still decide, because not everybody goes to New York. Only 4 or 5% of our people in Hunterdon County drive that far. Only 7 or 8% in Somerset County drive that far. So you may get a person who only has to drive to the Newark area. Well, now it's a half-hour commute, not a 45-minute commute. And New York is probably an hour from Hunterdon on best conditions, just under an hour anyway. So you'll find people that only have to go to the Newark area or maybe to the Garden State Parkway area and work maybe in the Oranges or in an area of Middlesex County, that we'll find Alexandria and Holland Bethlehem Township totally acceptable because they can get there in 35, 40 minutes. But the average commute for somebody going into the New York area is about an hour. They're used to it. And the average commute for somebody going to another part of New Jersey is probably more like 40 minutes. So people going into New York are willing to commute a little bit more because they're going to make a little bit more, and there's usually some more mass transportation available to them. But people going into the eastern part of New Jersey that want to live in Hunterdon and Somerset County are probably only going to want to commute maybe 40 minutes. So what are the factors that are driving the market? Before I get into that, let me get you one or two more sponsored ads, and I will be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
So it's Joe Peters again with Real Estate Matters. Joe, I'm with Weikert and Clinton. I do business across Hunterdon and Somerset, and I have been in the business for about 12 years. I'll play my ad before we end so you'll get my contact information, and I'd love to talk to anybody who's got more questions, some of the items that I may not have covered on the show. Let's talk a little about the economy. The economy reached full employment levels. In other words, we put everybody back to work that lost their job during the recession a little over a year ago. And that's sort of a good thing when you hear it at that level, but when you start to question it, you find out that, well, we now count part-time jobs as full-time jobs, and that doesn't mean they're earning what they used to. So the economy didn't end up being as strong as it was before the recession, but at least we got a job for everybody, except for New Jersey and the Northeast in general. The Northeast trails the national economy. The national economy added some 2.5 million jobs in the last 12 months in the 2015 time frame. Not as good as it was back in 14, where it added a little over 3 million jobs. But it's not bad. We're sitting at roughly just under 5% unemployment, and it's a move in the right direction. New Jersey also had a good year. New Jersey has not put all of its people back to work yet. And as a result, we lag not only the Northeast, but we lag the rest of the country. But we're headed in the right direction. We added some 65,000 jobs in 2015, an 85% increase over the year before. Yay, New Jersey! But let's take a look at it. As a result of this improvement, the unemployment rate is just a little bit over 5%. So it's not a bad unemployment rate. But we've yet to put everybody back to work. It's somewhere a little over 80% at this point in time. And if we keep up what we've been doing for the last year, we will get everybody back to work by 15 months or so out, maybe 18 months. So we're headed. I mean, that figure was 3 years out, not 3 months ago. So we're picking up steam. We're headed in the right direction. We're getting people back to work. One of the things you can do yourself is when you hear the employment numbers come out, and they come out once a month, and they usually make the stock market go up and down, so it's usually headline news. Think about 250,000 jobs are the average just to absorb the new people coming into the job market, the people turning 18, 19, 20, 21, depending whether or not they went to college, that are now entering the job market. It takes about 250,000 to just absorb the natural growth of the population. So when you hear we've added 180,000 jobs, yay for us, really we're 60,000, 70,000 short of what we needed just to get this growth taken care of. But a number of months, we add 300,000 or plus. So the average is not bad. The average could be a lot better. Just understand that we're not putting everybody that was out of work back to work. We're putting a lot of people who just became of age to go to work to work, and that's counted in that number as well. So it's taken a while. The nation is back to work. New Jersey's just had its 15th consecutive month increase over the same year last year. And in effect, we've actually gained, as I said, enough jobs to make us now be forecasting that we will be back to full employment by the year after next. If this is 2016, sometime in 2017, mid-year next year at the latest. And we did add some 65,000 jobs last year. Good news. Now, let's take a look at home sales. December home sales in New Jersey, I just went through the two counties, but it also recorded its 15th consecutive month-to-month increase over the same time last year, the same month last year. We added 6,400 purchase contracts, represent a 28% increase. These are great numbers over a year ago, which it's the largest single month gain in 2015, and 2015 was like 17 to 18% over 2014. I should say two. Yes. So we're talking about in this report, the calendar ends the end of December. So 2015 over 2014. The earlier numbers I gave you were just for this county, and they're like a month later. They're at the end of January. So we're saying we had 17 to 18% increase in 2015 over 14. We're headed in the right direction. So what does that mean? Well, you've all heard the stories about all these kids living at home because they aren't earning enough to live on their own, either in an apartment or in a first-time purchase unit, a first-time buyer unit. Because the economy's coming back and because the unemployment is low and because they're making a little bit more money, they're starting to re-enter the single-family unit market. That may be a rental. It may be a purchase. In most cases, I can show them, if they got any credit at all and a little bit of assets and a job, how they could buy a house cheaper or an apartment or a condo cheaper than they can rent one. But they're coming back into the market. And the first thought is usually rentals. Let me go rent one by myself or rent one with a friend. And as a result of that, we're down under a 3% vacancy rate on our rentals. Unheard of. We haven't been here since I can remember. And as a result of that, the rental prices are going up 10 to 12% a year. It's very hard to find a suitable rental. There's some rentals out there, not a lot to choose from, and mostly the very suitable ones go the day they come on. People are just sitting there lurking, waiting for them to come on the market. So one of the things we try to do is work with those people coming back into the market and understanding what it would take to buy a house. And in most cases, if you can go out and pay $1,250 a rent for a one-bedroom condo, I can show you how to finance it for less money than that, and you get a tremendous tax advantage at the end of the year, and you get all the other things of homeownership, including appreciation, that come along with it. Another factor that's bothering us right now or having an impact on us is the foreclosure rates. We still have in September of 12, a little over 11% of our people were 90% behind in their payments. Right now we're down to 7.8%, which is a nice movement forward. But the nation is down to 3.3%, so we're nowhere near it. We're better than 2.5 times worse. We are going to have in foreclosures in New Jersey somewhere, I'm looking for the number as I'm speaking, somewhere between 60 and 70,000 foreclosures this year. That's a lot of foreclosures. That's an increase over the year before, and it's a result of the jobs. It's a result that it's expensive to live in New Jersey. It's hard to find a job in New Jersey, or it has been up until now. It's lessening a little bit. And as a result, we're seeing more and more foreclosures. And a foreclosure process starts with a short sale. It's where the person misses two or three payments. The bank contacts them and says, we're going to start proceedings against you. The person may make those payments in arrears for months and months, if not forever. But it's very difficult to catch up because the monthly payment is your biggest payment. And then at some point in time, we put the house on the market as a short sale, which is where a person owes $350 on it but can only get $300 in today's market. They and the bank agree to do a short for $50, and we sell a house for them and somebody else gets to buy a house. So it's helping our market because we're starved for inventory. We're going to get to that. But it's also causing the starved for inventory problem to be exacerbated, if I said that word right. What happens is because we have so many people that are short, that their house is not worth what they paid for it, and they may be making their payment right up to the minute. In other words, the payment's due the first, it goes out the first, but they're still short. And as a result of that, same situation, the house is probably worth $300 and they owe $350 on it. If they wanted to sell, they couldn't, because they'd have to bring $50,000 to the table unless they went through the short sale process. As a result of that, we have less inventory than we need, especially in the popular price points. And I'm going to get back to that. One other thing we want to talk about is where we're sitting in inventory levels. As I said earlier, we have about 9 months' supply, which means there's a little bit of pressure on it. But that varies. I went through a little bit by price point, and I went a little bit by town. But what you really need to do when you get around to considering selling your house is look at the price points in your town, which takes it down. It takes one against the other. And we'd say in a town like Clinton Township, what are the $300,000 houses selling for in relationship to their assessed value, in relationship to their square feet, in relationship to the comps that are around and the houses that have recently sold that look similar? And we price the houses there accordingly. So let's take a look at what some of the predictions are for 2016. And this is the year that we're only about 39 days into. We're not very far into it at all. We're saying that rising rates will squeeze the first-time home buyers the most. Okay, so what does that mean? You all heard that Janet Yellen raised interest rates about a quarter of a point, somewhere about 45 days ago. Most of that hit the credit card market first, and as a result of that, if you were paying your rate based on prime rate, your credit card rate probably went up. A little bit of it trickled into the mortgage market, but if it keeps going, if there's another quarter point next quarter, we're going to definitely see it coming into the mortgage market. And as a result of that, interest rates are going up a little bit. They crept up over 4.1, and now they've settled back down to about 3.8, 3.9. That depends on your credit and how much money you're going to put down, but you could still get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage with average credit. Good credit, I should say, in that range, 3.8, 3.9. So the people that are the first-time buyers are going to have the toughest time because it means they can buy less. For every 1 point interest goes up, you lose 9% of your buying power. Let me say that in a different way. If you can afford a house at $400,000 and it's a 4% interest, you can afford a $500,000 house. When interest creeps up to 5%, you can only afford a $455,000. You lose 9% of your buying power. And that's putting pressure on these first-time buyers. It's starting to creep up a little. They're probably going to pay a little bit more in interest rates than somebody who's owned a house before and has an excellent credit rating or payment history rating. So what we're saying is that the people affected the most by interest rates rising are going to be first-time buyers. And we're going to talk a little bit more about interest rates and where they're heading. And we're saying sales will rise, but modestly. They're not going to be as good as they were in 2015. We had somewhere around a 3.5% on the average across all of New Jersey, all price points, all towns. We're probably not going to see that. We're going to probably see a 2-3%, and that will vary by price point and vary by town. But we're not going to see prices going up the way they went up in the last 12 months, but we will see them continue to raise. And as a result of that, there's some pressure on those first-time buyers because they not only are going to pay higher interest, they're going to pay a higher price. So as a result of those two things, there's a massive let's go find a house before everybody else snaps up all the good bargains. And as a result of that, we're seeing a lot of pressure on the lower price houses. We just don't have enough inventory. They're selling quickly. Also, Housing demand will be up. I think I covered that adequately. I don't care what the price point. If a first-time buyer buys a $150,000 condo, that guy's going to go out and buy a $300,000 standalone. That guy's going to turn around and buy a $500,000. That guy's going to turn around and buy a $650,000. It triggers about four or five sales. And when you get up into the sevens, that's the guy that's sort of right-sizing or downsizing. And he's going to probably come back and buy because he's not looking to do the maintenance. I resemble that remark, as they say. I sold my mega mansion 5 years ago because I got sick of doing things on the weekend for the house, and I never got around to doing anything for me. So we decided to right size, and now we're back into a house that is a townhouse and doesn't require a lot of maintenance and care on the weekend. So we're also seeing that, in effect, the housing demand will be up. And it will be up because the first-time buyers are out and are kicking off this process of four or five sales. And as a result of that, we're going to see pressure on all the price points, but we're going to see more pressure in the twos, threes, and fours. So under $500,000, once again, is about 75% of what we sell, and under $600,000 is in the 90%. We're not selling a lot above that in Hunterdon County. Another thing that's happening is rents will continue to rise for the reasons I mentioned. There are more people looking to rent. There are less renters, rental units out there. We're under 3% availability for vacancy rate. And as a result of all of that, we're seeing 10 to 12% increases in rentals. And as a result of that, it's pretty easy for a person to see why it makes more sense to buy than to rent. And I work a lot with my first-time buyers going through that comparison so that they understand what's available to them. And if they're really better off in a rental, that's fine. I'll help them get that. But if they're really better off purchasing something and starting their American dream, I can help them do that as well. The reason that, in effect, people keep renting is they're not sure where they're going to be a year from now. They haven't put enough money together. Their credit needs a little bit of work. They're not long enough in a job. But if somebody's been in a job for a couple of years, it's a professional position, they've moved up in it, and their credit's in fairly good shape, and they got a few dollars in the bank, we can get them into a one-bedroom condo with less money than they could rent that one-bedroom condo for. So then the question comes up, should I buy now or should I wait till next year? Well, I got a little chart in front of me. I wish you could see it, but see, maybe I can paint it in your mind. Interest rates on this chart said 4.0%, so it was done about a month ago. And it's saying that this time next year, we're forecasting interest to be 4.8%, and that is the national forecast average. So if we bought a $250,000 house today, the payment would be $1,194, and that's principal and interest. If at 4.8%, and the prices went up a little, and now we had to pay $263 for it, we'd be paying $1,381. So instead of $1,194, $1,381, almost $200 more just because we waited a year. Doesn't make sense. So you could buy at age 30 and save $200, have the same house as you'd have next year, and you'd already have a massive income tax deduction coming at the end of the year. And you'd have to talk to your accountant about how that works, but trust me, you save a lot of money on your taxes because everything that's interest, and that's three quarters of your payment typically, and everything that's taxes, real estate taxes, is a tax deduction. And that usually adds up to about three quarters of the payment. So think about it. If you're paying $1,500 a month, three quarters of that is, if I remember right, about 12, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, somewhere around 11,750 is a tax deduction, and you're probably getting 30% back on that, 25%, depending where you're paying your taxes, what your marginal tax rates are. So does it make sense to wait? Hell no. The time is now to buy, and the time is now to sell. And let me finish off on the buying. Where are interest rates headed? We're looking at interest rates right now. It's at 4.1%. This chart is a little outdated because they're back to 3.8. They're looking at them being on the average of anywhere between 4.7 and 4.9% by the end of the year. If we simply see that happen, people are going to lose a large portion of what they could afford to pay on a house. Once again, a $500,000 house that you can afford today, if interest runs up 1%, you're only going to be able to buy a $455,000 house tomorrow. And that doesn't include the fact that the price of the house probably went up too. That's just based on interest rates. So why does owning a home make so much sense financially? It's typically the one leveraged investment, the number one leveraged investment available. By leverage means you get more out of it than you put into it. If you go out and buy a house and you put 10% down, let's say you buy a $200,000 house and you put $20,000 down. You're putting $20,000 down, but you're getting leveraged growth on the whole $200,000. It's the best bang for the buck ever happened. That's why it's called the American Dream. We can get you into houses, depending on your credit and your assets and your job, with zero down or 2 or 3% down. So you don't need $20,000 to get started. You might need $5,000 or $6,000 plus some closing costs. And you're going to get appreciation. If house prices go up 3% over the next year and it's now worth $206 instead of $200, you've got $6,000 based. You've almost doubled your money if you only put 2 or 3% down because it went up 2 or 3%. Secondly, the next thing that is a reason for buying is that you're paying housing whether you own or you rent. The big difference is you're paying the landlord's mortgage payment instead of yours, and you're not getting any tax deduction when you do that. So why not pay your own and move on? Naturally, you got to qualify for it, and we've got programs for just about every income level and just about every credit score level. I'd be more than happy to sit down and go over that with you and introduce you to one or two credit individuals that can go into you in depth and tell you just where you qualify. Owning a house is usually a form of fixed savings, and people have trouble saving, but they don't have trouble making a mortgage payment or the rent payment. If a payment's got to be made, or you're going to be out on the street one way or the other. So you're putting money into that, and the money you put into that brings the principal down a little bit each month. There's substantial tax benefits, as we just went over, and it's a great hedge against inflation. I was saying edge instead of hedge, because if you own a house, the house's value is going to go with the inflation level. And once again, you've only put 2, 3, 5, 10% down, but the whole thing goes with inflation. So it's a great hedge against inflation. If, in effect, the prices are going to continue to go up, then, in effect, you're going to get the benefit of it as they go up. Now, think about selling. A lot of people are thinking they're waiting till spring. I'm telling you, spring is here. This Sunday is the official start of spring as far as selling houses in Hunterdon and Somerset County. This is the point in time where you want your house to be on the market already. I've just talked to some people today and said the wave is out there. Do you want to catch it or do you want to be behind it? If you really want to wait till the middle of March, you're going to miss a month of selling time. By the middle of March, you may be picking the boxes out to put your stuff in, and we've already decided on a house that you're going to move to. So why wait? The buyers are out now. The weather is cooperating with us, with the exception of maybe tonight and tomorrow morning, but it's not bad. Secondly, if you want to do something, you want to beat the rush. People want to have their children in school during the beginning of September or late August anymore in the new house that they're going to. So they want to be into that house in July to early August. So they're pretty well organized before school starts. So let's back up to that date. It takes 2 months to find a house, 2 months to close on a house. So if today, February 9th, you found a house, it's going to be 6-9 before you can get into it. If we add those, that's the best case scenario. You don't find it the first day you go out, and it's definitely going to take you 6 months. So you're going to get an average of 4 months is what I'm finding to get into a house. And if you want to get into a house between June and August, you need to be purchasing the house in effect in the next 60 days. And as a result of that, the sellers should have their house on the market, because if they put their house on the market in May, people can't possibly be into that house in time for school unless they're going to be a cash buyer and don't need to go for a mortgage. Those are the statistics as to where we're at. A couple of other things that are coming into play is that we have a severe shortage in inventory, especially in the twos, threes, and fours. I've seen buyers that I'm working with. I literally have about 11 buyers and 7 sellers that I'm working with right now. And the buyers are out there in 3 or 4 of those instances just waiting for the house to come on. And in the last 60 days, I had 2 people buy a house the day it came on. It's just that kind of a market. It's not worth waiting. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. As my ad says, I usually pick up the phone on the first or second ring if I'm not already talking to another customer. And if that's the case, I'll be back to you within an hour. So let me play my little introduction, and we'll be back to say goodbye.
Hi, I'm Chip Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And on top of my number, 908-238-0118, I have a site called jpeters.com, J as in Joe, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S.com. You can find a wealth of information there. Whether you're a first-time buyer, a trade-up buyer, a right-size buyer, or a 55-plus, I call it on my site, a senior like myself. I've gone through the senior process already. And in effect, a lot of times seniors are in the right town, just in the wrong house. They want to retire where they're at, but they don't want to go up and down the stairs anymore. We can help them find a 55-plus compatible house, or in effect maybe configure the house that they're in so it's a little better for them. I work with all age groups. I work all over Hunterdon County and most of Somerset County, and I also touch into Warren and Middlesex and Morris, but 95% of my business is Hunterdon and Somerset County. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to help you get started on this process of discovering the house that fits your goals and dreams, and I'd like to help you achieve those goals. Joe Peters, 908-238 0118. I hope to hear from you soon, and I will be on again next week. And next week, we're going to take this Real Estate Matters show and dedicate it to staging homes. We're going to talk to you about what a home stager does, how they help you, and there's some amazing stories. I'm going to have somebody who I've worked with very closely in the past on with me, and we'll spend the hour between 4 and 5 on the 16th talking about home staging. Thanks for listening. Joe Peters at Weikert, and I'll see you next week.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Even through several inches of snow, voters in New Hampshire are showing up to the polls.
Despite a winter storm that dumped about 8 inches of snow here, voters in New Hampshire are still showing up to the polls.
I see you're out here bundled up. You weren't turned off by the cold weather?
Not at all. I enjoy a little cold weather occasionally.
This wasn't a lot of snow for New Hampshire. And the roads are clear.
A record voter turnout is expected today with the polls closing at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This woman dragged her husband to vote before work and says they're both voting for Bernie Sanders.
Did he convince you or did you convince him?
No, neither. We're tired of this re-gifting of
you know, Clintons and Bushes and everybody else that's bought and paid.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I'm Chuck Gomez.
Hillary Clinton's campaign says she is not planning a staff shakeup following the New Hampshire primary. The Democrat is expected to lose today's primary by a large margin to Bernie Sanders. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
North Korea has restarted a key nuclear reactor.